We've got Trent Busserton on the line, a bay filly bred quite well in Kiviki.
I think she'll be very hard to beat. It looks a nice race for her to take that progressive step.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Try as they might, Kiviki might be a fair animal. That's two in a row, and it's to beat them with conviction here.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
It's a concern yesterday because not only can't we find your winner at the moment, horses are deciding they don't want to be a part of it. Late scratching yesterday for Mixel. Late scratching at the barrier. So that was a setback for us. Even the horses are against us at the moment. It's a sad state of affairs.
They are choosing not to run.
But any day is a new day. We get a chance to find another winner for you. We've got two meetings today. We're at Terang this afternoon, the Moonee Valley meeting tonight, of course, as you heard with Dino. And we will find you something, Whitey, I'm sure.
Okay, let's get the track information first. Bo Hayden from Terang joins us, the track manager. Bo, thanks for your time.
Yes, morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're going good. Very well. Thank you. What's it like down in Terang today?
Oh, it's beautiful weather here this morning. Just nice and mild. Lovely day for a walk.
Beautiful. Now, what about the track?
Now, the track, soft five.
Soft five?
Penno 6.66.
Gee, okay.
It rails out 2 metres from the 1,000 to the winning post, all on fresh ground.
Yep.
The irrigation for the week, 78 mil for 7 days, nothing in the last 24 hours.
78 mils? That's a lot of water.
78 mils.
Gee, where are you getting all your water from?
Oh, we've just got a couple of dams that replenish themselves.
Wow.
Put plenty on.
Ah, very good. 6.66, it's come up. So good luck today, Bo, and hopefully it's a good day of racing.
Righto. Thank you, gentlemen.
That's a lot of water. 78 mils.
Sounds a lot.
Well, that's usually they sort of put somewhere between 20 and 40 on maximum, but 78, that's a big number. Now, Marty Sinan, I think he's about to join us.
He is. I've got a feeling he is.
We've just got a pad for just a little bit before we can say...
Give me up the magic of radio here. Magic.
Yeah, that's right. It's still dark outside. We can't even talk about the weather. Marty is with us. Marty, good morning.
Morning, Harper. Morning, how are you?
Going well, mate.
78 mils Terang have put on the track. That's a lot of water.
It is a lot of water. We normally only put that sort of water on when we get rain. So we normally average around about 50 days for a week in between meetings. So.
Okay. Well, that's... we'll sort of think it might have been between 20 and 40, but 50 is still a lot as well.
Not too many of us actually thinking that. You're the only one actually thinking about
that. Well, thinking about my own sort of track at home. Marty, what have we got tonight? Because obviously it's a big meeting, the last one for the season at night.
Yeah, the last meeting. It's been a great season. I think the club will be very happy with what we've put up for this summer. So
absolutely.
I'm looking forward to getting tonight over and done with and having a bit of a break. So for tonight, we've put up a good four, currently 9.5 going stick. Israel will be in the true. We're back in the true out 3 metres last week. So that should be enough to get everyone through and have a great night's racing.
Beautiful. So 9.5 is the going stick and not 78 mils on the track for the week. Marty, thanks for your time, particularly throughout the course of the summer, getting up nice and early for us when you've got a late night. So we really appreciate it.
No worries, guys.
Good stuff, Marty. Signing there, Valley track manager. Well done to you and the team for all the summer of racing at the Valley. It's been one of the great initiatives in racing, full stop, in the last couple of decades, I reckon, Friday night racing at the Valley.
Absolutely.
And the way they've done it, it's been brilliant. Let's find a winner. Matty Kamani is one of our favourites here on the Breakfast Club. He's got two running today, one at Terang, one at the Valley. He joins us. Good morning, Matthew. Good
morning, guys.
Great to have you on, mate. We need a winner. Got to tell you, we need a winner.
Yeah, well, that helps all of us, doesn't it?
got race seven. Yeah. Let's go to Terang. Race seven, number two, Melody Calling, chronological order here. In the market, very much so today. What are you thinking?
Well, I think on the strength of her last run, she should definitely be winning today. If she doesn't, it'll be disappointing. But we are setting her a bit of a challenge in that she's going up in trip. And we've often thought that she wants a bit further, but she's tended to run a bit keen. Too keen to go up in distance, but we thought we'd just let her roll a little bit today. I know they've got a bit of a soft track there, so it'd be interesting to see how that plays. And Terang, I think it was last time they were there, there was a bit of a track bias, but hopefully it'll play to her strengths and she can just roll along in front and just be hopefully a better class than the rest.
At 350, I'll take it. I'm on. Yeah. I'm getting on very, very quickly. At 3:50, won't be 3:50 for long with that sort of confidence. So that's race seven, number two, Melody Calling today at Terang. And we've got race four, number four, Ryan's Fender. Did Ryan get a guitar for his birthday? Is that why we've named this horse Ryan's Fender tonight at the Valley?
Well, it was. I was wanting to call him Jeff Bender because he's out of America, Classic Guitar. It's a great name. But the owner, 80% owner, his son's called Ryan, and wanted to have Ryan in the name, so we call him that. Since we named him that, the owner hasn't paid a single training bill, so we might change it back to just Fender, I think.
Well, I've got the owner's names in front of me. I won't mention them, but I can see who they are. What are you thinking about Ryan tonight?
Look, I think when he gets up to this sort of distance, he's absolutely sort of blown them away. If you look back at his Benalla run, but you know, that was way down in class. He needs to pick it up a bit today. Last time we had him in town, admittedly over a shorter distance, he didn't quite do it. But 2,000 metres should really suit him. And although the track is a bit tricky, look, I think he's a lovely horse. I think he'll go well. Hopefully we can be positive from the gate without setting him alight, get in a good position near the front. And if he can get rolling early and really employ his long stride, then he hopefully can be very competitive today. It's worth bearing in mind that I've had a couple of short grass favours go to the track and get absolutely rolled in the last couple of days. I'm not feeling very confident about favourites at the moment.
Well, I think you can get it done today. $3 for Ryan tonight, race 4, number 4 at Moonee Valley. The punter in me wants to go all up on you today, but what we might do, Matty, if you can just give me the all clear, is go to Melody Calling today. Tarang is our best. Do you reckon?
I think so. She should be a class above the rest of the group there, but a few little queries, but hopefully she can overcome them.
Hopefully she overcomes them for you and the team there at Kamani Racing. Good stuff, mate. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Good luck. Matty Kamani there with 2 today. Race 7, number 2 at Tarang. Melody Calling his best. $3.50. I'll take that just at the moment. $3 tonight for Ryan's Fender. Race 4, number 4 at Moonee Valley. Might even sneak in a little dollar on the multiple there just to juice things up a bit. Might have a second dollar on today just to see if we can do something about it.
For the spreadsheet or just for you?
No, it's just for me, that one. It's just for me. Just to see. Just a bit of a taste. Speaking of a bit of a taste, George has a bit of a taste for success, for glory. He's back again. Good morning, George.
Oh, well, we're getting close anyway. Hey, listen, we're going to do something different today because some of those races is too hard. I'll rather get $100 tonight tonight instead of going on Saturday, because Saturday is far too difficult.
Righto, you've ditched Saturday, you're going for Friday.
You're
a bit of a copycat action, because that's what Dino did. He did the quality tonight.
Well, you know, I reckon they have $100 in my pocket or losing altogether.
I reckon you're copying Dino, that's what I reckon's going on.
You know, and it's not going to be anything hot, but still, $100 is $100. It's nothing to sneeze home about.
It's hard to argue with that. What do you got for us, George?
First leg, 3 or 4, Desert Lettuce and Belwazi.
3-4 in the first tonight at the Valley, yes.
Second leg, 3 and 5, Angelic Ruler and Victory Cove.
3 and 5, 3 and 4, 3 and 5.
One
you say
on
3.
The next one, there was only one danger, and that's scratch. Sunlight is number 10
on right the next on. One.
Right on. Last leg? Spanish Reef and Nantali. Take the Cornella and you can't go wrong.
So that, by my reckoning,
four
George.
4 and 6 is the last two numbers.
4 and 6. That is an $8 quaddy.
$8 quaddy, 100%.
100% for $8 quaddy for George tonight.
Yeah, you should get about $100, you know, but if you ever step on Saturday, you know, Mornington, I looked at it, it's very, very tough. So I don't want to lose the money for the punters. I like to give them $100.
What I love about you now is you're predicting quaddy payouts. This is one of the great efforts in
this is good, you know. That's you know. You got to, like I said to you the other day, you must have confidence. And hopefully Colin will have the same confidence as I have tonight.
Who wins tonight, George?
Well, I hope Collingwood, you know.
Use your heart, your head. Use your heart. Use your head.
Look, that's my head anyway, but it should be a good game. And I've got to say, I was a bit impressed with Carlton. Although they lost, they weren't bad.
It's good feedback. I'll take that to Bolts with me this afternoon, and I'm sure he'll be appreciative of your sentiments. George, great stuff.
This is the last Friday for the year, so we've got to go do something different, you know.
I like the way you think.
Mix it up, George.
Okay, you enjoy the day, because I will.
Good on you, George. I know you will. You enjoy every day. You're a star.
Nothing to sneeze home about, that sort of activity.
No doubt about that. Quaddy predictions. Payout predictions. This is what you get on the Friday form.
It's very early approximates.
George Quaddy. Without the pool being decided or the first being run. Or the first three being run. It's great effort by George. If he's spot on, I reckon he's not too far wrong either, by the way, with his $8 quaddy. 7 o'clock news time. I was a little bit past that. Johnny Bowden wants to headlock me, but he's going to give you the news, sport and weather very, very shortly. Then after that, the Friday footy preview is back for 2019. Brent Harvey, the AFL Games record holder.